Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. 975 days we have been together in the Word of God. It is Revelation 18, which is before us today. Let's pray and ask the Lord's help. Father in heaven, you're good. Your goodness is unfailing. Your faithfulness is our hope and our strength. Be with us today and teach us through Revelation 18. Write it on our hearts. May it be a compelling vision for our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Revelation 18, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was made bright with his glory. And he called out with a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast, for all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her sexual immorality, and the kings of the earth have committed immorality with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living." Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. For her sins are heaped up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Pay her back, as she herself has paid back others, and repay her double for her deeds. Mix a double portion for her in the cup she has mixed. As she glorified herself and lived in luxury, so give her a like measure of torment and mourning. Since in her heart she says, 'I sit as queen, I am no widow, and mourning I shall never see.' For this reason her plagues will come in a single day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire. For mighty is the Lord God, who has judged her. And the kings of the earth, who committed sexual immorality and lived in luxury with her, will weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning. They will stand far off in fear of her torment and say, 'Alas, alas, you great city, you mighty city Babylon, for in a single hour your judgment has come.' And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn for her, since no one buys their cargo anymore, cargo of gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen, purple cloth, silk, scarlet cloth, all kinds of scented wood, all kinds of articles of ivory, all kinds of articles of costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots and slaves. That is, human souls. The fruit for which your soul longed has gone from you, and all your delicacies and your splendors are lost to you, never to be found again. The merchants of these wares, who gained wealth from her, will stand far off in fear of her torment, weeping and mourning aloud, 'Alas, alas, for the great city that was clothed in fine linen, in purple and scarlet, adorned with gold, with jewels and with pearls, for in a single hour all this wealth has been laid waste.' And all shipmasters and seafaring men, sailors and all whose trade is on the sea, stood far off and cried out as they saw the smoke of her burning, 'What city was like the great city?' And they threw dust on their heads as they wept and mourned, crying out, 'Alas, alas, for the great city, where all who had ships at sea grew rich by her wealth, for in a single hour she has been laid waste. Rejoice over her, O heavens, and you saints and apostles and prophets, for God has given judgment for you against her.' Then a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and threw it into the sea, saying, 'So will Babylon, the great city, be thrown down with violence and will be found no more. and the sound of harpists and musicians, of flute players and trumpeters will be heard in you no more. And a craftsman of any craft will be found in you no more, and the sound of a mill will be heard in you no more, and the light of a lamp will shine in you no more, and the voice of a bridegroom and bride will be heard in you no more. For your merchants were the great ones of the earth, and all nations were deceived by your sorcery, and in her was found the blood of prophets and of saints, and of all who have been slain on the earth. The downfall of Babylon. Last time we were in Revelation, we saw that Babylon is Rome, at least for the first century. Babylon really is, in Scripture, a city that represents the wealth, the power, the prosperity of the world, representative of the world, especially as that wealth and prosperity and power is used to oppress God's people. But here in the first century, for John's original audience, these seven churches in Asia Minor, Babylon is Rome. Now we know that Rome burned under Nero. Many historians suspect that Nero himself set the fire, or ordered it to be set, because he wanted to see Rome burn to the ground so that he could remake it in his own image, according to his own plan, and for his own glory. And then when there was outcry, and it looked like Nero himself might be in danger if people found out that he had ordered the burning of Rome, he blamed it on the Christians. And thus began one of the great persecutions, where Peter and Paul and Andrew were all executed under Nero. But Nero rounded up other Christian leaders, and he would make human torches out of them to light up his garden parties. He would sacrifice them in the Colosseum games, and it was a horrible time. But Babylon burned. So, Babylon, Rome, burned in the first century. The smoke of its fires went up to heaven. And that becomes a picture of what God will do to all of Babylon, which is to all of the wealth and power and glory of the world, especially as it is used against God's people. We'll see when we get to Revelation 21, actually, the wealth of the nations, the glory of the nations, is actually brought into the New Jerusalem. But the selfish, self-glorifying, immoral, indulgent. Think about the way, you know, wealth in the world, a lot of it. I'm not saying that all rich people are evil or anything like that, but a lot of the ways that wealth is made in the world hinges on some pretty awful, evil stuff. Human trafficking. There's a mention of slavery, the trafficking in slaves. That is human souls. This is one of those passages that lets us know that the heart of Scripture is against slavery, because human souls should not be just another piece of merchandise or cargo. You're supposed to be shocked at that. But that's been the reality throughout most of human history. And even today, human trafficking is huge business. Tens of millions of people are in bondage and are being bought and sold as merchandise in the world today. It's not a past, bygone ages thing. The pornography industry, talk about the passion of sexual immorality. There is more pornographic movie material made every year than all of the other movies and television shows. You can add up all the movies and television shows made by all the streaming services, all the studios in Hollywood, the British film industry, the Indian film industry, the Nigerian film industry, all of that. You can add all of it up, all of it. And the amount of pornography that is produced every year is multiple times more than that. It's absurd. It is ridiculous how grossly immoral this filthy underworld of pornography is in our world. And of course, much of it is tied to human trafficking, isn't it? But then in other places, a lot of the largest traded commodity in the world is oil, and a lot of that oil sales goes to prop up very terrible governments, tyrannical governments that oppress their people, that wage unjust wars, that lead to violence and death for millions of people. I mean, the world is not a good place in terms of people and systems and economies and governments. there's just so much immorality, so much detestableness. And God is going to judge. One day, it's all going to come to an end in a single hour. It's going to stop. So what's the message for us? Well, it's right here in verse 4. Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues. Don't participate. Don't participate in the cesspool of filth and garbage and sexual immorality. You know, one thing that's very, very common is almost all the streaming services have to have their shows have a TVMA rating because they got to put a little bit of sex in there to sell if they want to get a good audience. We should have nothing to do with that. We should not watch those things. We should say, come out of her, be separate, don't take part in that. We should encourage that which is good. We should encourage that which is building up of people. And we should demonstrate a difference with how we live our lives in terms of how we spend our time and our money, what we prioritize. Come out of her. Come out of her. And don't go back again, because she is going to be judged. All of the things in the world, in and of themselves, are not bad. Gold, silver, jewels, pearls, fine linen. But it's the selfishness, it's the pride, it's the immorality, it's the idolatry, it's the injustice that fuels the whole system that God is going to judge. The Bible says, 1 John 2:15-17, do not love the world or the things in the world. For everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, sexual immorality, the lust of the eyes, materialistic covetousness, and the pride of life, that is boasting in how great we are. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, do not come from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires are passing away, but the one who does the will of God will stand forever. So let's stand with him. Let's do his will and seek his kingdom and live for his glory. Let's pray. Father, give us wisdom and discernment and grace by your Holy Spirit to do just that, to come out from her and be separate, to live for you in your glory. Not that we would shun having conversations with unbelievers or relationships with our neighbors or coworkers who are unbelievers, but that we would not participate in and support and be dragged along with the immoral world in its immoral ways, but we would seek first the kingdom of God. We would love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We would seek to do the will of God, that by your grace and for your glory we might stand when everything else falls. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Revelation 18. Tomorrow we're jumping back to Ezekiel, picking up Ezekiel 17. Have a blessed day in the Lord.